comment on our about our film, and she was like, we had no artistic vision.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember we like actually worked really hard for on that film. She just like literally did not get it.
What
she
really didn't.
Some people don't understand the aesthetic, I guess.
No, and I think I don't have the. I wish I had the video. I don't have the iMovie. Like, I 100% wish, because it was actually so good. If I had that video, like, if I had that movie, we would all like it. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I remember back in the day, like, I didn't even quite get it yet.
The Global Gun Club?
Yeah, like, the whole thing. I didn't I didn't quite get it. I don't remember. I feel like ours was, like, a parody of something, but it was, like, elevated. Like, it went away. We went off script.
Now that you mentioned that, like, you mentioned the video, that just reminded me, like, through the, you know, the memory archives, like, videos that I don't have access to anymore. I did a project in, I want to say maybe it was, like, what's going on there, Fiona?
You know what I think Fiona's doing?
What, making food?
Sitting on the floor and just, like, there's a bunch of Tupperware in front of her, and she's just, like, hitting
it. That was a Tupperware!
It sounded like a Tupperware.
Yeah. But
it was, of course, a Tupperware, because I'm eating now that I got off of work. Because you know what? Today, with the staff meal, was either hot dogs or hamburgers. Aww. So I just had a...
And you love meat.
Yeah.
You know, we had hot dogs today.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, wait, you guys. I actually did eat a piece of lox.
Oh, on purpose?
Come on.
On purpose. I was like, I'm Jewish. I should just go for it, you know?
Did you like it?
And so I tried it. I thought it was all right, honestly.
I just feel like... I don't mess with it. I'll be honest... Something like a vegetarian, like, picking to, like, eat, like, some sort of meat, I would never let them do lox. Like, that would be, like, the last thing. Like,
I get it for, like, the bagel. I get it for
tell
the bagel.
Stella that she messed up, because she was like, do it, do it.
Oh, my God.
No, Stella had your best interest in mind if it were with a bagel. If it weren't with
was
a
it,
bagel,
was it, like, lox ice cream?
Weird.
No, it was literally just, like, a little piece of lox from Ivy's fridge. Ugh.
No. Ivy's TikToks show up on my For You page. Well, because I follow them.
Yeah.
But it's always it's always something with lox.
Lox is
they've been on a lox post.
It's
grind.
Not my thing. It's really everyone in my family likes it.
I really
it.
Like it.
I just don't like rough fish and stuff like that.
But it's not rough. It's like smoked. Smooth.
But it's still like.
What do you mean rough fish?
I didn't say rough.
Oh, what'd you say?
Smoked, right?
It's smoked.
It's smoked, but I also don't like smoked.
That's fair. Fish. If you don't like smoked, you're not gonna like it.
No, exactly.
I didn't like it, actually, growing up. Like, I liked every other form of salmon, but, like, the smoked salmon, like, little, like, lox.
Yeah.
We're really talking about that. I don't know
why.
Wait,
I just remembered what I was going to say. The videos.
Mm.
Like, second, third, or fourth grade. I know that's not helpful. It's really not important which one it was. And then I was filming a video for, like, my geography class or something like that. And do you want to know who was in it? The second song we listened to today, Eddie Smacked, King Quad. King Quad was in that video.
Prince Quad?
No, King Quad.
No, because back then he was Prince Quad.
Oh, yeah. back then. So Prince Quad was, in the video. And we were just, like, goofing off. And I think I, like, accidentally, like, or maybe it was on purpose. I don't know. Made him, like, fall. And so in the video, there's, like, a clip of him just, like, falling underneath the chairs we were standing on, like, underneath the tape. I don't know. It was very funny. We laughed about it a lot. And then I think we deleted it. But, like, we used to watch it, like, during that class, like, on repeat on, like, the little weird camera we were given. And I really wish we had access to that video, but it's
no, I don't know why, like, film teachers didn't, like, fight to get those, like, stored and, like, saved for all these students, because I would love to see what little Elena was, like, editing together. I actually was an iMovie kid. Like, my sister and I would make iMovies constantly.
I have a confession. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to use iMovie. I always was in a group with someone who wanted to do it more than me, and I was I was a bit lazy, so I'd let them do it, and then I would do something else.
No, but I would do them at
home. I regret that. I actually regret it, because now I need to teach myself how to use iMovie.
No, I would... Don't teach yourself how to do iMovie. Teach yourself how to use Premiere. Like, if you're going to teach yourself... Like, why would you teach yourself iMovie if you could teach yourself, like, a better standard?
I never did it. I mean, I'll follow your advice, but I never did it.
No, I need to teach myself Premiere, too, and I've always, like, tell myself that I'm going to, but then I never can. Fiona, you use Premiere, right?
Yeah. I like Premiere because it's all I know. I'm sure there's better things out there, but for now, Premiere is, like, doing the job. It's pretty stupid. I mean, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. It's okay. I said the F word earlier, so. Clarice was like, no. I mean, who's that? Sorry. Keep going, Fiona. I'm sorry.
Like, I feel like for everything, it's never, like, you know the whole interface. You have to just, like, Google how do you do a zoom in?
Which is
and
so
then
annoying.
You, like, just watch like the video
Photoshop.
And then you do it.
No, it is Photoshop.
Oh, Premiere's on Photoshop?
No, isn't it a part of the Adobe? It is part of the Adobe Cloud now.
Suite?
Or is it its own thing? Oh. It is.
It's a part of Adobe Cloud.
Sorry. You know that Adobe charges me $10 a month, and I literally don't know what for.
Yeah, that's weird.
Go see if you could, like, use Premiere right now or something.
No, I have the Adobe Cloud, because I did do the free trial, or I had the COVID one.
And your school should pay for that.
They should. And we've really tried to get them to pay for it, and they won't.
Honestly, I don't even know if my sister's school paid for that. I don't know. I have no
idea. Elena, are you Rizzi president of CA now?
I'm vice president. I'm still going to keep fighting for it, but they literally will, like, they do not want us to have, like, access to it. And the thing is, like, it really is, like, a big issue when you really start to think about it.
Yeah.
Like, who has access to Premiere?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Certain students.
Is it really expensive?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, that's crazy. I think... you have to think about, like, people are paying for materials, like, art materials, yeah. You know? So it's, like...
It's like, kind of ridiculous that you have to pay for... Because at least with, like, just AS&E, Arts and Sciences, you can just rent textbooks. You can rent stuff and give it back. Can you... You can't rent mm-hmm. a, like, paint... What's it called?
Well, no, because you're going to use it, and then it's, like,
and then it's used.
Yours.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I will say, like, they try. Like, we have, like, the cart. Even though, like, now there's so many students, like, literally, I didn't find anything good in the cart this year. I don't know about you, Fiona.
Nothing.
Yeah, because it was all, like, it was just so ran through, mm-hmm. honestly.
Oh, well. I'm just laughing that you said ran through.
Shut up.
Sorry.
But I was going to say, I did find the clothing rack in there.
Oh, but that was, like, part of the cart. Like, that wasn't, like, a donation.
No one needs to know.
Because we returned it after, so. Because Fiona wanted to use it for a film, so.
Go you.
But then it went missing, actually, which is insane.
Weird.
So. What else was I gonna say? I feel like I was thinking about something and I can't remember what it was.
Wait, should I hang up and let you get back to your show? I feel like
no, because we have another hour.
No.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
We have 43 minutes.
No, it's like honestly, like, please stay.
hang out.
Yeah. We were actually gonna try FaceTiming you in and then putting you on a mic like you're the computer.
Yeah, we were
gonna. Wait, I'm so down.
You wanna try that? But the problem is, I only brought my computer, so the audio is going to play through my computer.
Oh, wait, then don't do that.
So then should you do my phone?
Turned on a phone and, like, just plopped me over somewhere.
Let's do that.
Sure.
Wait, let's... Okay, yeah. Okay, give us... We're going to play one more song, because I have to set up the, like, board to do that.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, do whatever you've got to do.
Oh, yeah,
do.
I'll call you on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Okay, see you soon!
All right, see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Fiona?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, we can hear you.
Wait, we can angle.
I couldn't figure it out, so I didn't angle it.
This is so funny. I'm gonna send you photos, Fiona.
So that's Fionk. That's our third co-host who should be here right now. Whoa.
Hello.
Okay.
Was it still playing through your thing, Fiona?
Yeah. It just stopped when I got the FaceTime, but I can still hear it, I'm pretty sure. Really.
Did you like that song?
Oh, wait, now I hear you.
So that's Fionk. That's our
host. See, like, I was like, who's your friend?
Was it still playing through your thing, Fiona?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It just stopped when I got the FaceTime.
Wait, did I just answer?
Yes.
Wait, ignore me.
Oh, that was good. I'm sending you a photo of what you look like in the studio. It's really funny.
I'm afraid we're gonna keep hearing our old voices, which is kind of creepy.
I'm glad I wasn't talking near that clip. I think it would have kind of like not been good. Did you see the photos, Fiona? Isn't that so funny? You're in the WMFO first aid kit right now. God, I dropped on the ground.
How did you do this whole setup?
It's just WMFO for Jacob.
My phone is just
that's so innovative.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. So, thoughts on that last song?
I really like that song.
It
took us a second because class was like, Yelp was like, you gotta put your headset.
You have to listen with headphones.
Yeah.
Because then you literally hear everything going on in the song.
Yeah.
It's good. It's the kind of song that I could listen to if I was, like, commuting and I had a pair of those, like, over-the-head headphones.
Right.
Currently, I mean, the nice pair, not, like, the funky, weird-looking pair where it's, like, I wear overhead headphones. No, like, the real-deal overhead headphones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're expensive, though, like, which is why I can't commit to that lifestyle.
Yeah. See, my thing is, okay, you go through a period where your, like, head really hurt, like, your ears hurt.
That's
when you're
so
listening
true.
To overheads.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to have problems with my AirPods. Like, they're starting to be, like, really uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
And I've had them for a while, so it's, like... And I replaced the, like, nibs, because I have the pros.
Yeah.
It's starting to get, like, kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what's wrong with the wire? Like, I don't know. It'd be on my pocket anyways.
You're just gonna go back to the wired headphones?
I feel like you can get one where it is Bluetooth and also wired, right?
Oh, over the head headphones, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had those.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wait. Over the ear.
Yeah. Where like you can do the wire or Bluetooth with a battery.
Yeah, mine has that.
Yeah, right. Beats by Dre does.
Or it's battery powered, where it's like that's literally like that lasts so long.
Everyone's getting the Apple ones right now, and it's just like, I don't, they look fine, but
I think they're kind of cool, but also
my thing is, this might be just a little paranoid, my issue with over the ear headphones that are sound canceling is that I like to wear, I mean, I don't really wear headphones when I'm out and about, but I would like to be able to do that, and I wouldn't do that if it was sound canceling.
No, because it is, and also, like,
it's scary, because then you can't hear if there's, like, a car, or the train you're waiting on the platform. It's kind of just, like, you can't always rely.
Well, you can turn off the noise canceling.
That's true.
You can go to transparency, which is, like, that's what I do with my, because my Pros, actually, do you have Pros?
Or? I have Powerbeat Pros, but mine are also 2 years old. They're the Beats, basically.
Do they have noise canceling?
No, but they, like, half are, basically. Like, once you get to a certain level, not even that loud, you really can't hear, because it's in the ears. It's like,
yeah,
you know, they're great, and I like them a lot, because they're good for, like, working out, which is, like, maybe I should just have a gym pair, and then I should have, like, a regular pair. What do you think, Fiona?
I have the Bose ones.
Mm-hmm. Bose is great.
And they're nice, but after a while, they kind of hurt my ears because they're noise-canceling.
They're heavy. Yeah.
That is the thing, yeah.
Your ears just kind of start
also
to, like...
Also, your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, also, on the shuttle, when you're trying to, like, lean against the window, it hurts.
Ooh. I stopped doing that a long time ago because my head was like...
Oh, I love that. No, I love that. I'm like...
I don't know.
It kind of hurts a little bit, but it's, like, fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't tried it on the Boston streets.
You know, when I was in French class, I would sit in the back of the classroom against the cinder block wall.
I did know that.
She had these chairs. They're those metal chairs that are everywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, like, they hurt in the back because, like, they're weirdly set up. And I would literally just sit there, like, going back and forth and literally hitting my head against the wall.
Oh my God.
For, like, fun. But I think I actually caused damage. And,
probably. Because
it doesn't hurt there anymore.
Hmm.
So, if you're like, why is Lita acting strange? I have brain damage. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Maybe you do. You never know.
I'm kidding. It's fine.
MGH, they'll tell you.
It was like a 50-minute class, like, four times a week. Like, I'm sure I'm fine. And I didn't do it constantly in that class, so. Sorry, I don't know where I got that. Oh, because when you look
at the window, and your head's like, ugh.
No, but it... Yeah, I haven't had a good nap on the shuttle in so long, and that's because they are full now.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you could have, like, an entire row to yourself and, like, really, like, spread out. Now it's like you're sitting in between two people you don't know.
Okay. I've never napped on it, but Fiona knows that one time I was sitting next to her, and I, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know why, but the bus was making me, like, it was moving around way too much, and I normally don't even get, like nauseous or anything, but, like, it was starting to make me feel bad. I had to, like, put my head down, and then Fiona was like, are you okay? Like, do you need to get off early? And I was like, no. Like, I'm sure it was, like, really awkward, but not for me, for Fiona, because I looked weird, but,
because those buses...
You have to do what you have to do, because those buses are, like, really uncomfortable.
I know of someone, I'm not going to reveal their identity, and I really hope they're not listening, and they definitely aren't, but I know someone who was on the shuttle and got super nauseous. It was, like, really early shuttle.
Yeah.
Like, 8 a.m., probably, or... No, it would have been, like, the 9 a.m. 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And so, they were, like, on the shuttle, and they started getting, like, car sick. But it's, like, Fiona knows this. The 8 a.m. shuttles are full. Like, they have two shuttles because they're so full. And they literally threw up in their mask.
Wait, in what?
In their mask. Like, on the shuttle. Just kind of chilled with the throw up.
Oh.
There, and then took their mask off for, like, the throw up and, like, cleaned up in the bathroom, but it's just like,
oh my god.
And the person sitting next to them didn't even notice.
How do you keep it contained in there?
I don't even want to know.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Because my thing, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I really don't like vomit. Like, I can't even smell it. Like, it, like, my own too. Like, it really, like, really put me on. Like, I'll get really. If I was sitting next to this person, oh my gosh,
I'd lose it.
No, I'd literally get up and run to the back and, like, stand in the back. Oh, who's that, Fiona?
Hmm?
Who's that?
Oh, it was my sister.
Hi.
She was like, "Who are you talking to?"
Hi, Millie.
And
are
I said,
you?
"Oh, my friend."
She's like, "Hi, you don't have friends."
Even though I'm really just talking to this microphone with Elena in the corner. Did you just think
I'm
you guys?
Wait, I didn't see it. Oh, wait, I tried to get it so that
my view is crazy right now.
Wait, we can change
this.
We can fix this.
The view is actually crazy.
Wait, we actually can't change this because the mic needs to pick you up. I think I can still kind of hear. Can you see Claire?
Can you see me?
What if we did sideways?
Oh my gosh, this is way
better.
I still can't see Claire, though.
Claire, also, like...
I'm far back, but I'm not gonna move.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh my gosh, I see Claire!
It's okay, as long as you don't break my phone, I don't care. Hi!
I remember one time you left this phone in DeWick after we all had like, a meal.
Yeah, that was true.
And then I see this phone, right? And I'm like, oh, someone left their phone, but we didn't know if they were sitting with us or not. And I literally look at it and, like, I don't know how long you had that phone at that point, but it was, like, the factory, like, background.
Oh, it was just, like, the basic background. I had no notification. Yeah, I was just...
like, just nothing. And I was like, whose phone is this?
I was going through time, and I was like, why bother doing... like, why bother having a background? I still kind of feel that way. I, like, don't really like having a background on my phone. Stop moving that. It makes a weird sound.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, you guys. You don't have to...
No.
In the studio anymore? No.
I know. And I pulled up when... Claire was in New York, I think, for something. I came alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
No, wait, I didn't. It was something else, and I called you and made you come. Oh, you were late.
Yeah.
You were late. Yeah, it was our first time, and Claire was late. And I pulled up, and there was, like, all these old men in the studio, and they were all wearing masks. Claire was wearing a mask, too, and I didn't bring a mask,
because
I thought we didn't need to wear them anymore.
But then I quickly realized, like, we didn't need to wear one. And they sent out a follow-up email, and they were like, you don't need to wear one.
2 days later, it was, like, definitely one of them said something. Because they were, like, the people in the offices. Like, the people who have offices, their offices were all, like, open, and they were, like, back in there and stuff.
Well, they don't wear masks. I don't think anything... I think people were asking.
They saw us and put masks on. Because they were not wearing masks when I came.
Well, yeah, it was just confusion. But they cleared it up, so it makes sense now.
Yeah.
How was your work today, Fiona?
My work today?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually really great because... instead of like, bussing tables the entire time, they needed somebody to work at reception, so I just sat at the reception desk the entire time, and it was really nice. I didn't have to sweat at all. I just, like, answered the phone. It was kind of like student affairs, and I was like, hello, can I get you anything? And then at one point, they were like, oh, I'm here to pick up my ID because it's for, like, a membership at the tennis club. And so then I went to the drawer, and I got the IDs, and it was exactly like giving out, like, students their Rhino Bucks cards.
That's so funny.
And I was like, whoa, this is really weird.
That's like a nice chill day.
Oh, you should try to get that job next year.
I know. Well, I'm trying to kind of get it this year.
Yeah, get it now. It's like, this is literally what I do, like, at school for my job.
I know. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm used to it. Don't worry. Like, it's because, like, one of the people left to study abroad, like, in Italy, like, in the middle, and is coming back in, like, August.
Oh.
But that's, like, the perfect time for me to be the temporary, like, person.
Oh, are you doing this the whole time? Oh, you're gonna ask.
I hope. I gotta like.
Get your
work some magic
get
or like tell
in
them.
There. Do it. I think you can.
Like, yeah, I just did the job. Like, I'm covered. And yeah.
Are you drinking one of those
really
palm
well.
Drinks?
Yeah, it's honestly not that yum. Mm.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I've never liked them. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just the pomegranate one, or is it special?
It's just the straight up pomegranate one. But I thought it would refresh me, but it's kind of like, you know how grape juice is like heavy?
Yeah. I also
and
don't
like
drink
that.
Grape juice.
When I was a little kid, I thought that it would be like kind of what blood tasted like.
A little bit.
Yeah, like that palm. I don't know, maybe it just looked like blood to me. I was like, this is it.
Yeah, I've never had palm.
This is it. And I didn't like it, so...
This is
want
it.
Some?
I feel my eyes getting heavy. Not partially because I'm tired, but also partially... Elena, you wear contacts.
Yeah, what about it?
Do your eyes not get sleepy sometimes because you're wearing them? Mine do.
I wear them...
Don't you wear them, like, 24/7?
Yeah, I'll say, I haven't taken these out in a bit. I can't remember when I took these out.
Oh, my God.
Like, when I came back from Nashville.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it's really bad, but I haven't had any... I've been doing this for, like, over, like, 2 years
you
now.
You got any ophthalmologists tuned in?
No, I've gotten this... No, I haven't gone to the eye doctor in a while also, so that's kind of why I do it, because I don't have a new prescription, so I can't get new contacts, so... And
do
I
you need a new prescription?
Yeah, if you don't have a... you have a year after your prescription. If you don't get a new one, you can't get more contacts, because I do dailies.
That is so annoying. Yeah, wait, are you sure? Because
you can ask for an extension sometimes.
I mean, I just got my online from, like, Contacts Direct, and then I just send them a picture of my prescription, which is the same one I sent them last time.
And they sent it to you?
Yeah.
Well, last time was has it been a year since you went to the eye doctor?
Yeah, I think so. Either a year, it's about to be a year.
Yeah, if it's within 12 months, they'll do it.
Who knows?
And you can also ask your eye doctor for an extension.
Is it called an ophthalmologist?
Yeah,
optometrist.
No, oh yeah. ophthalmologist. Like ophthalmologist is like the one who does surgery in your eye.
Yeah. Whenever I go to the doctor, I see like the Air Optics ad for like colored contacts. I'm kind of tempted. If you're listening and you don't know what I look like, imagine whatever color eyes you think I have, but now just imagine them different. Like imagine if they're purple. Or like green. Like would it look crazy? Would it look odd?
Yeah,
I saw in St. Mark's today, there was like dramatic eye contacts and they had like literally every mixture of color, and then some of them had like suns in the eyes that you could put in the contacts. They were crazy.
I have to be real, St. Mark's is the last place I would buy contacts.
Yeah.
I know, they looked poisonous.
Audrey got her septum pierced there.
Yeah, no.
It was funny, though. Wasn't that funny when Audrey got her septum pierced? She was like, should I do it? And we're like, yeah, like, I guess.
I remember when I saw her after that, she's like, is anything different? And I was like, no.
Because it looks so natural.
Right?
There's some people, like, piercings look so natural, like, on their face.
No, but also I'm very guilty of, like, when my friends change something, like, really dramatically. You don't notice. I really don't notice. Because at a certain point, I stop, like, looking at people, if that makes sense. Like, I don't notice acne. Haircuts I kind of pick up on sometimes. I'll be like, oh, something's different.
But yeah. It has to be kind of drastic. Or, like, a hair color change, I'll notice. But, like, haircut. People always think that I'm getting my hair cut, and I haven't touched it in, like, 2 years. And I'm like, no. It's like, it looks too short today. I'm like, that's just how curly hair works.
Yeah.
Like, surprise.
But Fiona got a cute haircut.
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
Oh, you noticed? Thanks.
Yeah. It was in your recent Insta, right?
Oh, yeah, it was, I guess, because it's kind of more bangy, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, Zooey de Chanel?
Yeah, do you, like, add more hair into the bang or something? Okay, whoa.
It's not Zooey de Chanel, I'm just kidding.
Zooey.
I'm
kidding.
Yeah, wait, what did you do to it? Because I, like, was trying to kind of figure it out, and I, like, couldn't tell.
It's kind of like curtain bangs, but, like, a little shorter.
It's so cute. Well,
I wanted it to be, like, because I had just watched, like, Cinderella's Story, and I wanted it to look like Hilary Duff's hair.
I love Hilary Duff.
So I just showed a picture of Hilary Duff and how she, like, kind of has these thingies, and then there's these things going on.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The video of Hilary Duff, which is like, well, that's my life.
Oh, I hear
you. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I did, whatever she said. I don't know.
Yeah.
I should memorize that quote so I can say it.
I need to cut my hair soon.
Do you?
Yeah.
You like it short?
No, I'm not cutting it short.
You're trimming it.
I'm going to do, because I like doing the, like, layers. Because it makes it.
What?
Sorry. I'll send it to you guys. My sister took really funny pictures of Suki.
Oh, I want to see. Suki's a cat.
I still haven't met Suki or your KVs.
I know. That's why you have to come visit.
I do.
Quit.
If you come for Beach House, then I can come back with you to New York.
Oh, I'm down.
Right? Girls?
Yeah, I'd be
Wait,
down.
When is that?
The week
when
after is the 22nd. It's a Friday. Of July, yeah.
If you're plotting on
it's
downfall,
the 22nd of July.
Don't pay attention to these plans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 22nd, it's a Friday.
22nd of July, it's a Friday evening.
That's when the concert is?
Yeah.
Okay, so I request to take off, like, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
And maybe a little more, because, well...
Well, I have off on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, okay, that works. That's perfect.
We haven't taken our time off yet.
I haven't taken any time off yet.
No.
And I'd be okay with, like, you know, sprinkling it here, sprinkling it there, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think I have 5 days.
So do I. Oh. No, I don't.
How many do you have?
As many as I have during the work week. So it doesn't make a difference how many I have or don't have. You know what I mean? Like, if it's 4 days, then I get 4 days off. Like, if I work a 3-day week, then I would get 3 days off.
That doesn't work like that. It's in your contract somewhere where it shows that you have a set number.
No, well, true, but we have 4 days off. It's a week. That's a whole week because we don't work on Fridays.
No, I have 5 days. Like, I could choose 5 days.
Yeah, but you were originally working Fridays. We weren't.
Oh, so didn't it change? No, it didn't change. I have 5 days.
Yeah, no. You have 5 days. I have 4 days, but it doesn't affect my schedule because I don't work on Fridays anyway.
Oh, so you just have a week
It's
off.
In July, yeah, right?
It's a week. Yeah, in July. So then...
Semantics.
Are you still trying to take... What, not... That, oh, that's not... That's right. Like the week we were talking about before, right?
Where I think.
The week of like the 22nd, like that, the week after is yeah, that yeah, week that you were now. Planning on. You're planning.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Theoretically.
I see.
Yeah. Because I could just like be like a working lady and then just work straight, but I might as well take the time off. Cause like
yeah, so
if you're given time off, take it.
No, come to me for the weekend and then I'll come back with you. And I'll tell May about this plan.
Yeah.
So you think would you come to New York?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Only if I took the bus, though. I'm not paying that much.
Over the airport? But what if we look now, like 2 weeks ahead?
Yeah, it would be cheap, I guess. But also, like, the bus wasn't that bad.
I thought the bus was bad.
Really?
But also, I took, it was like a 4 a.m. bus.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, no wonder you thought that was bad.
No, but okay, here's why I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. Here's why I thought it was okay. It was like a 4 a.m. bus or something, but. I obviously fell asleep, right?
Yeah.
So I got into the city at, like, 12.
Wait, what?
At I think 12? It was actually a 6 a.m. bus.
Okay. That's, like, a really
still,
long
that's
time.
5 hours. The train was, like, not that long. Oh, you know what?
What?
I have a car.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll drive into the city. Yeah. Yeah, okay, we can drive you home. Would you come in the car?
Wait,
would you come in the car?
So how would this plan work? So I come up, potentially if I get a ticket to Beach House, I come up, okay, the 22nd, then Beach House, and then I stay there, like...
Friday, Sunday?
Friday to Sunday, and then we go back?
Yeah.
What if you came up on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, can you come up Thursday evening? Like, are you going to work on Thursday?
I don't know, because I feel scared of already taking off 3 days.
Okay. I have a crazy, awesome hypothetical plan. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe. We continue planning this. Not
on... What else are we going to do, Carl? Like,
when else we... As soon as we leave.
No, but... But, like... We played music. We spoke. We did the show. We did the... We've had 2 hours. If we go, we could
hey,
play more
no,
next week.
I bet
week.
You guys have a big playlist queued up.
It's just more.
Well, I just think for privacy reasons, we shouldn't be doing planning.
Yeah, we are doing.
It's not a question. It's not a question of like I don't want to talk to Fiona. It's a question of
what if we played music and turned our mics off and kept talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, before you do that, though, I need to read a PSA because let's.
You already read the PSA.
You have to do it every hour.
Oh my. Wait, we should make Fiona read it.
Wait, make me read it. Make
I'm
me
gonna
read
send
it.
Me a photo
send Fiona a photo.
I'll just send whatever one's like up.
Alright.
Which one is this one? Actually, this one starts like not weird
because
sometimes they have really weird ones.
Sometimes they're a little
it's
scary.
It's true.
Yeah,
wait,
I don't like.
Oh. Oh, that was your phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Fiona and Claire.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. It's a little blurry. Shall I read it?
Yeah, if you can, but I can send a better photo.
Yeah, I don't know if I can read it. Oh, actually, well, I'll try. Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement. Be a big brother, big sister, volunteer, and rediscover the kid in you. Oh, wait, oh, okay, I got a better copy. Be a big brother, big sisters, volunteer, and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big... means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality, and those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
That was awesome.
That was pretty dope.
I like the accent change twice.
Thanks.
Alright, well, we're gonna take our talking selves off the air and you will listen to some music, so bye.
Woo 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 woo!
smile on your face makes it easy to trust you.
This was how I feel like in the nighttime. Watch what she do when the light shine. Drunk niggas tryna talk in a strip club. Shorty silhouette look like a dollar sign. Caught up. That's just how a nigga brought up. Blown ones for your loony ass niggas. Straight bells for your toony ass niggas. My niggas bigger than a bouncer. Roll up in the bitch still smell like an ounce. Right quick, tight jeans on so she feel my shit. Tell me something good, baby. Tell me something good, shout it. Come and bring it to the hood, baby. Bring it back to the hood, shout it. This was saga, feel like in the nighttime. Bust it up and shorty when the light shine. Still fucking with the same ass, nigga. I know you wanna break, I know you wanna break from Toronto. Oh, West side.
As soon as we cute computer.
Generation of music. We'll be right back.
OJ Simpson.
It was only last week you said we didn't really have that much in common. But what did you really get from it? We split in two, now you don't want me. Now it's the start of July. You feel like you broke my heart, and now every time that you see me vanish, cause you assumed you really mattered. But I was sound, I had a pattern. Now you're not bad enough, man.
needed pain pills. Big boy, we bringing in big meals. Every dollar, dollar bill, cartwheels. Crib in the hill, few cars next to you. Fly around the world, girl, you live in the night. We used to run from the cops, now we buying the blocks. Started balling like I said I would. Came up in the game I love. If you bad, then you must get cuffed. So cold with the cold pull up. Now I'm never in the hood enough. Had to get up off my ass to get it. You want it, pick it, tag, clip it, yeah.